This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We're going to talk about this Nation of Immigrants comment in a moment. This hour, we're going to get to what's going on in blue cities and red states, why it's going on. Apparently, some younger people were just going on vacation without telling the boss. Voter apathy. So much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I have to get something off my chest first before we do the Nation of Immigrants crap thing. I should have told you before. I should have opened the show with it. It is kind of, I've been trying to avoid it. So, and I understand. Look, this is a family show. It always will be a family show. I've never, ever, ever wanted to do a show you have to turn off when your kids are in the car and you got to run in the store. This is a show you can listen to with your children and always will be. So just going to be real careful how I discuss this, but I have a physical tomorrow. Just let me get it out, Chris. I have a physical tomorrow, and I have not had one in a few years, and apparently the physicals you have to go through when you're over 40, there are some extra steps, if you will. Extra steps. What extra steps? I'm trying to figure out how I can say this nicely. When's the last time you checked the oil in your car? It's similar to those steps. All right, so I got to get my oil checked tomorrow. And I got to be honest, I'm not sure if I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't want to go get this physical tomorrow. What, Chris? And it's not funny. What? Yes, it's before work, Chris. Okay, by the time I sit down at this in front of this microphone tomorrow, I'm going to be a woman. What? Will I be able to sit down? I don't know, Chris. I've never gone through this before. I wasn't in the Air Force. I don't know. But I don't want to wake up tomorrow. It's one of those. No, I want to wake up tomorrow. Do you understand? It's like one of those days when you have something horrible that you're about to go through. I don't want to do this. I don't understand why I have to do this. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that by the time I come on to the show tomorrow, my voice may sound different. I don't know. I may, honestly, depending on how bad it is, I may call myself a Republican again. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to talk about something else because there's a lot I have to get to. and I have somehow managed to screw off and burn through an entire hour before I got back to this. Democrats love this line. They love this line.
And access to lawful immigration pathways while expediting access to work authorization for those who are eligible. The president is clear about where he stands. He believes we are a nation of immigrants and a nation of laws.
A nation of immigrants. A nation of immigrants. A nation of immigrants. How many times have you heard an American communist use that line? We're a nation of immigrants. 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 You know you've heard it a million times before, but as always, I thought we should dig into the why. Why do they say that? Why do they love that line? Why do they use that line all the time? It's very clearly part of the communist language that they have put into place. Communists are very purposeful with their language, as we've talked about many times before. They use language with a purpose. They use it as a weapon. We are terrible at it on the right, and they are amazing at it on the left. Now, why that term? Why do they love it so much? Why do they say it all the time? Well, because it's true. Let me clarify. The United States of America, the people who run the United States of America, every Democrat and all the leadership in the Republican Party, they do not think about the American citizen. You are not something that burdens them. You're really genuinely not. And it's not as if they have some kind of heart for the illegals either. What they have a heart for is themselves. What we have in a country that has lost its way morally this badly is we have a country full of selfish people. Remember, we've talked about this before. Let's pause on this. I'll come back to this specific issue. But remember, there's a reason that you can even go back to ancient times, older times, and you will see kings, philosophers of different empires with different belief systems, and they would lament the immorality of the people. Now, why? Why would Caesar Augustus look at Rome and the things that were happening in Rome and lament the immorality of it? This guy's killed people. He's not some Christian or something like that. Why would he give a crap if things are immoral? Well, what it really comes down to is when things are coming apart on you, it's because the heart of men become extra selfish. You only think about you. You don't think about others. You don't think about duty. You don't think about the country. You don't think about anything. Now, let's circle back to what we were just talking about, a nation of immigrants. Why do they talk like that? Because they understand the things they push are disastrous for American citizens. The American citizens recoil in horror at these things. Hey, we want to raise your taxes, print money until your dollar's worth absolutely nothing. We want to open up the borders so every drug, rapist, and murderer can come into the country. Sound good? Obviously, the American people don't want that. And because the American people don't want that, the evil, selfish people who run the country, who only care about themselves, they're on the hunt for new supporters, new voters. They don't look at you and your craving of a better dollar, a better economy, a secure border, all the things you want, all the things I want. They don't look at that and think to themselves, wow, I should make some adjustments. These American people, they don't like what I'm doing. Those thoughts would never cross their minds. They only think about themselves, their power, their position, their bank account. The Mitch McConnells, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Biden's, the all of them. You never cross their mind. Your concerns, I should say, never cross their mind. The only time you cross these people's minds is when they're thinking about what a pain in the neck you are. You and your, gosh. You even want the dollar to get stronger. Oh, it's so annoying. That would mean we have to stop printing money. We can't do that, can we? You want them to stop rapists before they come into the country? Oh, gosh, you're so backwards. You're annoying to them. you and your desires, you hold them back. They're trying to loot the bank vault of America, and you're freaking watching them and complaining about it, and it's annoying. But these people won't complain.
Where are you guys from? What country?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
India.
India.
Where are you from? Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey.
India.
India. Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
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 Where are you guys from?
China.
China.
Ecuador.
Ecuador? Where are you guys from?
India.
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 India. Sagar Baba.
India. India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India. All India?
India.
India. Iran.
Iran.
You're all from Iran. Why'd you...
Do you think those people care about the looting of the treasury? Do you think when you're sitting there in Iran and you're packing up your hookah and your magic carpet or whatever else they brought over here, do you think you're sitting there stressed about the security of the border? You need the border to be open so you can come in here and abuse the place. We are a nation of immigrants now. We shouldn't be, but we are that now because Republicans and Democrats have spent decades flooding this country with people who don't belong here, don't share our values, and more importantly to them, don't want our values. They have no interest in our values at all. That's why they love that line so much. If these people had their way, if Corinne Diversity hired Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, all of them, if they had their way, if they could snap their fingers and remove every American citizen from this country and fill this place up with click, click from whatever nation he happens to be from, they would be happy as pigs in mud. A bunch of people who show up here to leech this country dry, the politicians who will, of course, hand them the handouts, and not a single voting citizen who's going to stop them. In their perfect world, they kick all of us out. That's a fact. When they look at America and they call it a nation of immigrants, just know it's because they don't believe in serving you at all. In fact, you're friggin' annoying. You and your freedoms. And speaking of all the rapists and murderers they brought in, I will spare you the details on the story I read today about the van that was operated by an illegal in this country, and the supplies they found in the van, ropes and things. It's something out of a horror movie. And I will just remind you that you need to carry something on you at all times that will allow you to stop a very bad man from putting you in a van, okay? When I tell you about Byrna pistol launchers, I'm sorry, it's not just for you. It's for your wife. It's for your husband. It's for your dad. It's for your daughter you sent off to college. Not just to have. Please don't buy a Byrna pistol launcher. They're non-lethal. Please don't buy a Byrna pistol launcher and just set it down on the shelf and never touch it again. Carry it on you. Because they're non-lethal, they shoot pepper balls. They're legal in all 50 states. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse gets you 10% off. Go get one. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Let's get back to a couple more Corinne Diversity hire things before we get to apathetic voters and other things. But she was out there saying this.
The president has the authority to do something about this unilaterally. Congress is in a divided government right now. Why isn't he doing anything?
Well, why should he have to do it unilaterally? Why should we do it in a legislative way? And let's not forget that negotiated
action before to undo some of.
Wait, so you're right. He took many executive actions before, but in order to deal with what's happening at the border, in order to deal with a broken immigration system, you need law.
Yeah, they are not going to try to secure the border or anything like that. They are, however, buying votes. This is what they do. That's why they drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve before the midterms. It's why they continue to illegally take taxpayer money and pay off student loans.
So I guess why don't those individuals who didn't receive $35,000 in debt cancellation deserve a $35,000 check from other Americans for what other means they would want to use it?
You're talking about the...
those people who didn't go to college, so they're not getting debt relief, the $35,000 that they don't get because they didn't go.
We're talking about folks who are in debt who are literally being crushed.
Literally? They're literally being crushed? They're not just being crushed? Look, I can't let this go. I would like to know how that word changed anything in that sentence.
Why don't those individuals who didn't receive $35,000 in debt cancellation deserve a $35,000 check from other Americans for what other means they would want to use it?
You're talking about the...
those people who didn't go to college, so they're not getting debt relief, the $35,000 that they don't get because they didn't go.
We're talking about folks who are in debt who are literally being crushed.
I'm going to let her keep going, but this is another example of why that word needs to die. Because if you use the word literally, then it would mean that people are literally being crushed, as in the debt is smashing them, like physically smashing them into pancakes. And since that's not happening nowhere is that happening, then the word literally, it not only doesn't add anything, it completely ruins the definition you're going for. In fact, it changes the entire sentence because they're not literally being crushed at all. That's not what's happening at all. So why did you feel the need to put that word in there? I don't understand it. Someone please tell me when this word came, it's like a plague, like an unholy plague. It came down on our society. You know what I think it is? I'll tell you what I think it is. I've decided. In fact, it just now occurred to me on the air. You know about all the endless degeneracy in this country. It's awful. It's become a part of government policy now. Remember, Uganda passed a death penalty law that said if you rape kids, you get the death penalty? You know the United States of America sanctioned Uganda over that? Wait, you're saying they can't rape kids? Then we got some sanctions for you. And so I think I figured out what happened. God, you know, God will not be mocked. I think there's a chance. I certainly don't want to speak for you, Lord, but what if God rained down the word literally onto this country as punishment for our sins? Seriously, like the plagues and stuff like that. Remember Moses? Chris, even you'll remember Moses. It's the Old Testament. What, Chris? You remember Moses when the frogs were there and he turned the river to blood and everything and God was just calling down these horrible things on Egypt until he let the Israelites go? Maybe what we're seeing today is a modern version of that, only instead of a river that's made of blood or instead of a bunch of frogs and flies, God has brought the word literally down on our society as an unholy plague to tear us down as a result of our sin. Maybe that's it. I can't confirm or deny. Anyway, I'll let her complete her statement.
So I guess
now,
why don't those individuals who didn't receive $35,000 in debt cancellation deserve a $35,000 check from other Americans for what other means they would want to use it?
You're talking about the...
those people who didn't go to college, so they're not getting debt relief, the $35,000 that they don't get because they didn't go.
We're talking about folks who are in debt who are literally being crushed. Mm. Literally being crushed because they took a... they took, you know, they took...
literally being crushed.
Financially. Okay, is that okay with you? Okay. But I know. But crushed financially. And so they're trying to get their lives back on track.
Yeah. I'm going to let it go now. I'm going to move on. I'm totally fine. I will say we're getting a little bit of pushback about my Ohio comments. You know how I said that Joe Biden, he's going to be on the ballot in Ohio. Everyone's celebrating today. Ah, oh, Joe Biden's going to be off the ballot. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And I had to have a daddy talk with you and let you know the low-T GOP is going to cave. They're going to put him on the ballot. I guarantee they will. And some people are pushing back against that. I'm going to explain why he's going to be on the ballot in a little bit more detail, though, in a little less condescending manner in just a moment. Before I do that, let's do something. Let's get you a better cell phone. You know, when I tell you about switching to PureTalk, I always say you can keep your phone, you can keep your number. And that's true. You like your phone, you can keep it. You like your number, you can keep it. But you know they also have screaming deals on the latest iPhones and Androids and everything. This isn't some fly-by-night company. It's PureTalk. Same great 5G network. You will pay probably half of what you're paying now. We're all trying to save money. There's a cell phone company right there. They don't even have activation fees. It's just switch. And they're pleasant to talk to because they hire Americans. They hire Americans. Their CEO is so bleeding red, white, and blue. He's a veteran, Vietnam veteran. They only hire Americans. Switch to PureTalk. Talk to an American on the phone for 10 minutes and switch. Pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Time to make the switch today. #250, say Jesse Kelly. It's time to switch to PureTalk. All right. Why? Why do I think the GOP is going to cave in Ohio? Jesse, no, they're not. I'll explain. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. All right, let's dig into this here because I was talking about Ohio. In case you're just now joining us, everyone's excited today. Oh, Joe Biden's not going to be on the ballot in Ohio. Some technicality. And I've had to be Daddy Jesse and break it to everybody that, of course, he is, because the low-T GOP is going to cave and bend over backwards and forwards like they always do and make sure that he is accommodated, because we're better than that and we have to be very principled and things like that. Democrats would, of course, never. They'll laugh in your stupid face. Ha ha ha, screw you. That's what Democrats would say, but not Republicans, of course. So people are, obviously, that's not what everyone wants to hear. Everyone wants to hear that this is going to be some tremendous win and that Joe Biden will be kept off the ballot. Jesse, no, they won't. Ohio's a red state. Okay. I'm going to read for you a couple things. Two different emails, actually, because it's time to move on and do some emails tonight before we get back to Zelensky and James Comey and other things. But I want you to read, just sit there for a second. Hey, Jesse, I think it was Thomas Jefferson that made this observation. The people that govern over you for good or bad is a reflection of the population from which they come. Isn't that a sobering thought? Okay. All right. This one. Dr. Kelly, she says, we just had a local, we had local and state elections in Georgia that have been advertised everywhere for a very long time. There's been signs all over the town and yards, on the radio, social media, everywhere. I made a post about the elections. I got comments from people that they couldn't care less about my politics, and the page was for local things and what's going on in the neighborhood. I explained that's what local elections are, and that these people were running to put policies in place that's going to affect your property taxes, state taxes, where you can and can't do your, so on and so forth. We had 9.3% of the people show up to vote on our new sheriff and many other important local positions. The only other explanation for this is that people in America don't want to be free or do the free things like elections. They'd rather not take a few minutes and go vote and just let someone else do it. Americans don't want to be free or do freedom things. Well, this is going to come back to Ohio, so just stay with me. It's not that Americans don't want to be free. It's that America today, Americans, this doesn't apply to you, so just don't take this too hard. You're the hyper-informed. But Americans today don't have any idea what it takes to be free. They don't understand. It's not taught to them. The best we can do is nursery rhyme conservatism. You go ask even the standard Republican and ask them, why are we free? Why are Americans free? In fact, here's a little experiment for you. Find 10 Republicans, and ask them why. Why is America a free country? And you tell me what answer you get more commonly, whether you get the Constitution or brave men shooting British people in the face. Because freedom is not something the Constitution got for anybody. Without brave men shooting British people in the face, the Constitution is just a treasonous document. The Declaration of Independence, all those founders who signed it, all that would essentially be would be admissible in court before the British strung all those people up on the gallows. The Constitution, without that, meant nothing. You're not free because of the Constitution. You're free because brave men found the tyrants who were oppressing you and shot them in the face. That's why you're free. That's why I'm free. But we don't even understand what freedom is. We think freedom means anyone can do whatever they want at all times. Freedom is not something you acquire by practicing it. You know that? Freedom is not something you acquire by practicing it. In fact, quite the opposite. You see, you are, your natural state is free. You will encounter, God forbid, but we are right now, you will encounter people in your life who want to take your freedom away from you for your own purposes. You must stop them from doing so. It might take aggressive action. No, don't shoot anybody in the face. Here, we can do things legally here. Legal and local is how we can do it here. But we don't understand what it takes to be free. You know who we are now as a country? You know what we are? You know who we are? We look at the professional athlete on TV. And wow, look at that dude. Look at his biceps are huge. Look how strong that dude is, fast. Man, I want that. Okay, well, here's a workout program. Here's a food program. You're only going to eat this. You're never going to eat that. You're going to work out like a demon 4 or 5 hours a day, weight room, whatnot. Oh, you wanted to have a beer on Friday? Nope, not going to happen. Sorry, that's going to hurt your thing. Oh, hold on a minute. Where are you going? I thought you just said you wanted to look like the guy on TV. Well, that's what he does. There's wanting something, and then there's wanting something. It's not that Americans don't want to be free. It's that Americans don't appreciate what it means to be free, and it's that Americans have no earthly idea how to remain free, how to get it, and how to keep it. And this has been done to us. Social conditioning over the years has done this. The anti-Americanism in our schools, in our media everywhere, the general apathy that's created in the voting public, that it's created people who don't feel invested in the country. They want it to be free. I want my taxes low. It'd be nice if somebody secured the border. Hey, they should stop spending so much money. Hey, we should do this. We should do that. Okay, well, there are critical elections coming up. What I need is 15 minutes of your time to discuss who they can't. What? The game's on. I don't have time for elections. It's baseball season. Go Stros! Don't have any idea what it takes to remain free. And that's what kills us, because the communists who want to take our freedom, remember, they have been, we are now the counterculture, but they have been the counterculture. And so what it's done is it's created generation after generation after generation now of communists who understands he has a mission. He has a goal. America sucks. I got to wreck it. America sucks. I got to destroy it. America sucks. And you can be mad at him about that. And I am. And I can't stand him for that. But I will give him credit. The communist is very, very clear-eyed about what he wants. And more importantly, the communist is clear-eyed about what it takes to get there. That's why Democrats participate in their primaries at double the level of Republicans, because the Democrat, the modern American Democrat, is a communist, and the communist understands what it takes to destroy a country. We would be fine on our side with the numbers and values we have if we could get past the nursery rhyme live and let live conservatism and explain that you are going to have to legally attack these people if you want to remain free. That you cannot live and let live your way out of where we are. There's no laissez-faire way to get out of where we are. We are surrounded by evil tyrants who want to destroy the country. Either we will get off our butts and get involved and try to get that freedom back, or we will lose it all. Oh, we want to look like the dude, the gal on TV. Oh my gosh, look at how hot she is. Oh, I wish I looked like that in a bikini. Okay. She hasn't had a donut in 10 years. How about you? And I'm not, look, I don't live that life either. I'm not saying that. I'm not living that life. But I understand when I see that dude on television with the six-pack abs and looks like he can bench press a truck, I understand what he had to go through to get that way. I don't sit and whine that I don't look like that, because I ain't putting in that kind of effort to look like that. That's the truth. Now, as far as Ohio goes, what does that have to do with Ohio and keeping Joe Biden on the ballot like they're going to? I'll explain that in a moment. But before I explain that, I'm going to explain something to you about, well, speaking of nutrition, you know, we want things, but do we want things? I love my dog. Muffy's the best. I want him to live forever. Okay, do you give him nutrition? Well, I mean, no. No, surely there's some in the dog food. There's no nutrition in your dog's dog food. Is your dog's dog food brown? Then there's no nutrition in it. Dog food is brown because it's dead. They kill everything in dog food at the factory so it'll last longer on the shelf. You can't have fresh things in a bag of dog food, otherwise it goes bad really fast. They lose money. So your dog never gets vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils, never, unless you pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Your dog will love it, all natural nutritional supplement, and you will keep your dog for a lot longer. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than an hour left of the Jesse Kelly Show. And so let's just finish this thought here. We have an apathetic public. They don't get involved in power, in politics. We call it power. They don't get involved in power. They want to be free. They don't want to do anything it takes to remain free. And that brings us back to Ohio. Why is Joe Biden going to remain on the ballot? trust me, Joe Biden's going to be on that ballot. Well, because we have, even in our red states, we have a bunch of Republicans, but we don't necessarily have a bunch of people who love freedom. We have a bunch of people who prefer normalcy. Preferring normalcy and preferring freedom in a country like ours are radically different things. And I'm talking about my friends, my normie friends. I can picture all of them in my head right now. When we talk politics, yeah, they're mad about Joe Biden. No question. They're mad. They're mad about the economy, freaking gas prices, these interest rates. I can't believe that the border's open. They're mad. But when you start bringing up solutions, they get so uncomfortable with anything, with everything. Hey, this is almost verbatim a conversation I just had recently with one of them. Jesse, I'm really mad about illegal immigration. My goodness, did you see this? This girl got raped. It was in California, and he was going into the story. He very clearly had read up on it. And I said, yeah, that's really bad. It's awful what they've done at the border. He's like, yeah, how could they screw this up so bad? And this is a guy, Republican, votes Republican every time. I said, screw up. They didn't screw anything up. They opened up the border on purpose. Oh, Jesse, come on. They didn't do it on purpose, but I really believe that they've really screwed it up, and we gotta get it fixed. I said, okay, what do you think should be done if the president or the head of DHS or both use their office to open up the border on purpose to flood the country with illegals? Do you think those guys should be impeached? Oh, no, dude, we don't need another impeachment. We just had those with Trump. We've got to get back to being a normal country where things have come. This doesn't have a clue. No, it doesn't have a clue. He doesn't have a chance. He has no idea what time it is. Why are states like red states like my state, Texas? Why do they end up so normy and lame when it comes to laws? Ohio. Why is Ohio? Why are they going to cave? Because it may be full of Republicans. And look, this is my home state. I was born there. Maybe full of Republicans. Maybe full of people who are mad at Joe Biden. But it's full of people craving normalcy instead of craving freedom. You have an opportunity, because of their own screw-up, to keep the Democrat nominee for president off the ballot in a critically important swing state. It's a no-brainer. Your enemy has walked directly into an ambush of his own making. All you have to do is nothing. Just let him hurt himself. He's the one who walked into the landmine that he put there. But instead, we will mount a rescue operation to go bail him out, because, well, that would be more normal. That would be, in fact, I believe DeWine put out a statement a while ago. I think it was maybe a week ago. It's starting to get people send this to me. I haven't confirmed it yet. DeWine basically, he said, I'm paraphrasing, well, of course we're going to get him on the ballot. It'd be ridiculous to not have him on the ballot. Oh, I can't believe Mike DeWine. Really? Where were you the last primary? Because Mike DeWine in Ohio, he abused the people of Ohio as bad as Andrew Cuomo did in New York. He abused the people of Ohio as bad as Gretchen Whitmer did in Michigan, as bad as Gavin Newsom did in California. And after he did that, the people of Ohio, the GOP primary voter in Ohio, flocked to the polls and sent him right back to the governor's mansion. So what did you think you were going to get? Why? I'm not even mad at Mike DeWine. Why would he change? He's been given no incentive to change. GOP's given these people no incentive to change whatsoever. All right, we have to talk a little bit, just briefly, about this whole taking a vacation without telling the boss you're taking a vacation. But before we get to that, this whole Ukraine thing and how much it's escalating, and it's really escalating to a place that is getting worrisome here. Here was Janet Yellen today.
We've also stood together in providing military, economic, and humanitarian support for Ukraine. And this is critical to Ukraine sustaining its resistance on the front lines and the home front. Let me be clear. It is also critical for the security of the American and European people. If we stand by as dictators violate territorial integrity and flout the international rules-based order, they have no reason to stop at their initial targets. They will keep going. Russia has bet that its brutal aggression can outlast our collective resolve. But we've shown that when a dictator takes actions that threaten our people, economies, and the rules-based order, we will not back down. Our countries helped shape and strengthen this order over decades, and we will jointly defend it.
That's an interesting speech when you consider Janet Yellen is not Senator Janet Yellen. She's not Secretary of State Janet Yellen. Secretary of Defense Janet Yellen. She's not Vice President Janet Yellen. She's not President Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen is the, hold on, make sure I confirm this here, the Treasury Secretary? Why would the Treasury Secretary make a speech like that? And when you combine it with the latest from Zelensky talking about U.S. officials firing American missiles on military targets inside of Russia, when you combine these things, we have a little bit of a toxic stew that might be a very dangerous stew. Let's talk about that stew, shall we? Stew on that. What, Chris? That was a joke. Anyway, we'll do that next hour. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.